Vaccines are key to preventing infection and thus reducing the use of antibiotics, supporting worldwide efforts to tackle rising antimicrobial resistance, AMRA, according to a new report by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the report showed that vaccines against 24 pathogens could help reduce the number of antibiotics needed by 22% or 2.5 billion defined daily doses globally every year. If vaccines could be rolled out against all these pathogens, it could save a third of the hospital costs associated with AMRA. Misuse and overuse of antimicrobials cause AMRA, making people sicker and increasing the risk of illness, death, and the spread of infections that are difficult to treat. Every year, AMRA claims nearly 5 million lives worldwide. Addressing antimicrobial resistance starts with preventing infections, and vaccines are among the most powerful tools for doing that, said Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, WHO Director General. Ghebreyesus called for increasing access to existing vaccines and developing new ones for critical diseases, like tuberculosis, TB, to fight AMRA. The report comes as world leaders at the recently concluded 79th UN General Assembly high-level meeting on AMRA in September committed to reducing the deaths associated with bacterial AMRA annually by 10% by 2030. The new report estimates that vaccines already in use against pneumococcus pneumonia, Haemophilus influenza type B, HIP, a bacteria causing pneumonia and meningitis, and typhoid could avert up to 106,000 of the deaths associated with AMRA each year. An additional 543,000 deaths associated with AMRA could be averted annually when new vaccines for tuberculosis, TB, and Klebsiella pneumoniae are developed and rolled out globally. Further, the report showed that if the immunization agenda 2030 target of 90% of the world's children were vaccinated, as well as older adults, it could save 33 million antibiotic doses against Streptococcus pneumoniae every year. Typhoid vaccines can save 45 million antibiotic doses. Jabs against malaria caused by Plasmodium falciparum could save up to 25 million antibiotic doses, often misused to try to treat malaria. Similarly, new TB vaccines could have the highest impact once they are developed, saving between 1.2 to 1.9 billion antibiotic doses.